You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
کیوں مفسر تجھے بناتا پھر گر نہ کرتا پسند رب تیرا تو ہے فخر عجم بہر صورت مانے لوہا نہ کیوں عرب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے
علم فقہ ہو معاشیات کے ساتھ قابل رشک ہے ادب تیرا کر دیا سود قاضیاں ظاہر گویا دشمن ہے جا بلب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے
لاکھ مہلک ہے قوم کے امراض باعث زیست ہے مطب تیرا دل لبھاتی ہے سادگی تیری رنگ فطرت سے پر ہے ڈھب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے
اسبع عثمان تا شفیع دہر مسترد شجرائے نسب تیرا کیوں نہ قاری پہ ہو اثر انداز طرز تحریر ہے عجب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے
شیخ مفتی تقی عثمانی دیکھنا بھی ہے مستحب تیرا شیخ مفتی تقی عثمانی دیکھنا بھی ہے مستحب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید اسم اب تیرا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the first of Rajab 1446, corresponding to the 1st of January 2025. Today being Wednesday, let us not forget to make special du'as for those that are sick, those that are in hospital, at home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them complete shifa'i kamil ajila. All those that are passed on, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them jannatul firdaus, fully covered with nur, and grant the family sabrun jameel. Ameen, ameen, ameen ya rabbal alameen. Let us not also forget our brothers and sisters in the war-torn countries in Palestine and in Gaza and in Syria as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them and alleviate their suffering. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The numbers that you can send in your messages are 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, we're going to begin by reading out our first message or our first recipe. So whilst we're waiting for your recipes, inshallah, I gave those numbers. And today is a very cool day in Johannesburg. So inshallah, we're going to start with our first recipe, and that is for a spring roll of versatile filling. And this was sent in by Sister Nasima Zulfi Khan. So we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasima for sending in this recipe for the spring roll versatile filling. So you're going to need one used chicken, or I used the chicken, and a method in a pot on a stove. You're going to add in the following: 3 to 4 chicken fillets cubed, 3 to 4 chicken fillets cubed, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of green chili paste, 1 teaspoon of green chili paste, 1 teaspoon of magic masala, 1 teaspoon of magic masala or any other brand. Then you're going to steam all of the above. You're going to steam all of the above. Now you're going to remove and place into a food processor. You're going to remove and place in a food processor. And then you're going to give it a light shred. Give it a light shred. Then you're going to put it back into the pot. You're going to put it back into the pot. Thereafter, you're going to add in 2 to 3 tablespoons of oil or ghee. 2 to 3 tablespoons of oil or ghee. Add in 1/2 a grated or finely chopped onion. Thereafter, you're going to add in 1 teaspoon of whole jiru. 1 teaspoon of whole jiru. Add 1/2 teaspoon of crushed garlic. Add 1/2 teaspoon of crushed garlic. Then you're going to braise it slightly. You're going to braise it slightly. And thereafter, you're going to add the shredded chicken. you're going to add in the shredded chicken. Then you will now add the following to the above. Plus minus half a can of cream style chicken. Half a can of cream style chicken. 1 cup of grated carrots. Plus minus half chopped green or robot peppers. Plus minus half a chopped of green or robot peppers. Then you're going to add in a handful of 2 minute noodles or boiled spaghetti. You're going to cook it well. Now add in a half a packet of any soup powder. Then you're going to mix it with a bit of water. Thereafter, you're going to add it to the above chicken. Add a little thyme. Add a little thyme or mixed herb oregano. Chopped shallot or chives or chopped green danya. You're going to cook it till it's well. And thereafter you would have your spring roll versatile filling. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasima for sending in that recipe. So basically it was a spring roll recipe. Our next recipe that comes in is for a chicken roast and also sent in by Sister Nasima. We say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasima for these wonderful and beautiful recipes. So you're going to need a whole chicken with the skin on. All right? Whole chicken with the skin on. You're going to wash and clean thoroughly the chicken, especially the cavity. Then you're going to slightly steam it in a microwave. Then you're going to put the potatoes, carrots, and sweet corn. You may also use any veggies that you prefer. For the marinade, you can make a paste with 3 tablespoons of melted butter or ghee. 4 tablespoons of Nando's peri peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of tandoori spice. 2 tablespoons of a mochacho spice. 1 teaspoon of magic masala. You can use a saffron if you would like. Thereafter, 1 tablespoon of ginger garlic paste. 1 teaspoon of garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of dana jeera mix. 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree or paste, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 teaspoon of turmeric. And for your sauces, you can use the tomato, mustard, or any other Nando sauces. For your sauces, you can use a tomato, mustard, or any other Nando sauces. You can use a few thyme and rosemary. You're going to mix it well. Make slits on the chicken. Rub all over the chicken. Lift up skin. Lift up the skin a bit and rub the underskin. Poke small pieces of cinnamon sticks. Poke small piece of cinnamon stick and 2 cloves on the chicken. Thereafter, you're gonna place the pot on the stove for about 10 to 15 minutes covered. Then you're going to remove it and then you're going to add all the half steamed veggies. You're going to add it to the leftover marinade. Then you're going to mix it well. And then you're going to add 2 slit green chilies. You're going to place it in a casserole pot. With the chicken. Put the foil on the wings and the end of the drumstick so it does not burn. Pour the leftover marinade over. And place in a preheated oven at 180 degrees. For about plus minus 70 minutes. Depending on your oven. You can then remove it. Now place in another serving casserole. And you're going to add more sauce if you prefer over the... to marinate the left in the pot. And you're going to pour it over. Serve with Portuguese rolls and salads. And you have a beautiful chicken roast. Jazakallah khairan to Sister Nasima for these beautiful recipes. There's something very interesting here. Soleil Munir by Sister or Mrs. Ali. Not sure what it is, what it looks like. It looks like a fish dish. Fish and rice. Soleil Munir. M-E-U-N-I-E-R-E. If anybody knows what it is, then you can please message me. So, you're going to need ingredients seasoned with nothing more than brown butter, lemon, and parsley. This is a succulent sole, is a showstopper. So, you're going to need 1/2 cup of flour, 700 gram boneless, skinless sole. So, I think sole is a type of fish, nah? 700 gram boneless, skinless sole. Salt and freshly ground black pepper. salt and freshly ground black pepper. For cooking, you're going to need 4 tablespoons of ghee. 4 tablespoons of ghee. And for the finishing sauces, 3 tablespoons of butter. 3 tablespoons of butter. 1 lemon cut into wedges. 1 lemon cut into wedges. Plus more for serving. Plus more for serving. 1.5 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley. 1.5 tablespoons of chopped fresh parsley. Your method, you're going to season the fish all over with the salt and pepper. You see, it was a fish, the type of fish. Season fish all over with salt and pepper. Now, working with one piece of fish at a time, dredge in flour and then shake off the excess. Dredge in flour and then shake off the excess. Transfer the pieces to a tray that has been lined with greaseproof paper. Transfer pieces to a tray that has been lined with greaseproof paper. Heat 2 tablespoons of ghee in a large pan. Heat 2 tablespoons of ghee in a large pan over medium high heat until it's hot. Over medium high heat until it's hot. Working in batches, add in a fish fillet or two. Presentation side down and cook until well browned. That will be 2 to 4 minutes depending on the thickness. Using a spatula, carefully flip each fillet and continue cooking until just cooked. Carefully flip each fillet and continue cooking until just cooked. Through and flesh is opaque. The flesh is opaque throughout 30 seconds to 1 minute. Using a spatula, carefully flip each fillet and continue cooking until just cooked through and the flesh is opaque throughout 30 seconds to 1 minute. Carefully transfer the fish, well browned side up, to a serving platter and keep it warm. Repeat with the remaining fillets using a ghee as needed. Now you wipe out the pan. Add the butter to the pan and place over medium-high heat. Add the butter to the pan and place over medium-high heat. Cook until it's melted and foamy. Continue to cook, swirling the pan until the milk solids turn deep brown. Cook until it's melted and foamy. Continue to cook, swirling the pan until the milk solids turn deep brown. 1 to 2 minutes longer, you will smell a nutty toasted aroma. You will smell a nutty toasted aroma. Whilst the butter is browning, squeeze lemon juice generously over the fish, then sprinkle the parsley. When the butter is browned, immediately spoon it all over the fish and it should bubble as soon as it hits the fish. Serve immediately with more lemon juice on the side. You may serve with simple savory rice, fries and tartar sauce. And that was the recipe for a sole manure. I think it's a French word for it. We're just going to check it up quickly. But that was sent in by Sister or Mrs. Ali. Oh, it's a sauce. It's a sauce. Okay. It's a French sauce and a method of preparation primarily for fish consisting of brown butter chopped parsley. So it's a sole sauce, basically. We say Jazakallah khairan to Mrs. Ali for sending in that recipe. It's 20 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for tuning in and sending in your recipes and contribution. Inshallah, we will continue with it tomorrow. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, bi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.